I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. An inmate at Staten Correctional Facility has tested positive for tuberculosis. Prison medical staff say the inmate has been quarantined and is being treated in an infirmary. Alabama Department of Corrections spokesman Bob Horton says the State Department of Public Health is testing all inmates at Staten for tuberculosis, but he says as of now there haven't been any other cases reported. As a precaution, Staten inmates are not being allowed outside the facility for activities like supervised work details until they've been cleared by state public health officials. But inmates are being allowed all movement inside the prison, and they're continuing their daily schedules. A new report card has poor marks for Alabama when it comes to high schools giving girls equal opportunities in sports. The study's by the National Women's Law Center. It says Alabama's 49th out of 50 states in the District of Columbia with a 58% large gender equity gap when it comes to Title IX. Eight states in the South rank in the bottom 10 of the survey. Nina Chaudhry is the director of Equal Opportunities in Athletics at the NWLC. She says that's no coincidence.
Where football is very prominent, schools have to take a really hard look and make sure that they are providing girls with the same kinds of opportunities to play sports and the same benefits that the boys get. What our data shows is that across the country, girls are not getting enough opportunities to play sports.
Chaudhry says sports provide lifelong benefits for girls, including better health and better academic outcomes. Chaudhry challenges high schools in Alabama to take a closer look at their programs to close those gender equity gaps. People who sell fireworks here in Alabama are waiting to see what a new law in Georgia does to their bottom line. APR's Pat Duggins reports the sale of fireworks is becoming legal in the Peach State.
Georgia Governor Nathan Deal signed a bill last month that makes it legal to sell fireworks in his state. That has fireworks vendors along Alabama's border with Georgia wondering what that will mean with the 4th of July coming up. The new law says people who sell fireworks in Georgia need to buy a license fee of $5,000 for a bricks and mortar store and $500 for a temporary fireworks stand. Roman candles, sparklers, and other fireworks can't be sold in school zones or at school functions. One thing that has Alabama fireworks sellers breathing a little easier is Georgia's tax rate. It's up to 12% there compared to Alabama's 8%. That could keep Georgians coming over the border to stock up for the 4th of July. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Now we'll head over to the WVUA Weather Center for today's forecast.
Good Wednesday morning. Too turns out to be a mild and muggy day today. The risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible today, tonight, and on Thursday. Not a deal where it rains for a very long duration, but expect some downpours locally. We'll top out near 90 over the holiday weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.